And we continue on today's KCII PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Iowa Mennonite School's Levi Geyer. Levi, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
An honor to be here.
Well, Levi, you've had a busy last couple weeks. Let's start cross country. You had a great senior season, made it over to state. You're able to medal for the first time for IMS since 09. First off, talk about the experience. What was it like to be able to compete in that state meet?
The state meet's always a bigger meet. It's always more exciting. There's a lot of people in the race. There's a lot of people watching the race. Everything's exaggerated.
And being able to medal for IMS, you thought you ran pretty well that day?
Oh, yes. I definitely thought I ran well that day. I PR'd by 32 seconds.
Very good. I would say that was a good day as well. You know, what'd you think of the course? And maybe given that you've seen plenty of courses throughout your cross-country career, if you had to pick a favorite, maybe a favorite course or a favorite type of course, what would that be?
I guess that sort of course would be my favorite. Mm-hmm. I like it because there's no loops. You don't repeat the same thing twice. There's some hills, but not too many. Mm-hmm. Like just a little bit of hills.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good course for the spectators, too, because they can see you a lot of time.
Well, Levi, a great being able to get to the state meet. How pleased were you maybe individually with yourself this season and then also as a team as they grew throughout the year?
Okay. I was very happy with my progression throughout the season. I think I improved 2 minutes from my time at the first meet. And like I said, I was happy with my time of 16:45, a big PR for me at state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As for my team, I know a lot of them also made big improvements on their times. But as far as doing well at meets, we didn't do that well as a team at meets.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, Levi, you also had this last week, you got some great news as well. You're listed as on the academic all-state list for cross country. What was it like to receive that award?
Well, it was interesting. Coach said that he hadn't given out too many of those awards in the past. But I've always just sort of done well in school.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find out that you achieved this award?
Marty told me that I would likely get it before it happened.
Yeah. Good deal.
He talks with me a lot on runs.
Good deal. We'll talk about him more in just a little bit. But given this was your senior year for this team, what kind of leadership role did you bring this team, given that it was your last go-around this year?
Well, I guess I was just the guy that knew what was going on. There were some courses that we ran on this year that I was the only one that had ran on them before, so I had to show people around and tell them what it was like, and a lot of freshmen on the team too, so I just sort of was there for guidance for them, I guess.
Sure. Were you more of that vocal leader, or would you consider yourself more of a leader by example?
More of a leader by example and just helping people when they need it.
Sure. Right on. Well, you talked about Coach Ginrich, Marty Ginrich, just a moment ago. Let's get back to him. What was it like to run for him, and what did you like about him as a coach?
Oh, I like Marty a lot as a coach because he listens to us and he definitely knows what he's doing. He has workouts ready for us, and calculates our goal times for everything we're doing from our race times. So all we have to do when we come to the workout is try to hit those goal times.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He takes the splits of our races. I know not all teams do that, and he has us analyze them and look over them the day after the meet to see how well we're doing with our splits.
Mm-hmm.
So tells us about even splits are the best.
Mm-hmm. Sure, right on. Well, Levi, of course, off-season takes a lot of work to prepare for the cross-country season. With that in mind, this summer, maybe walk us through your workout routine to get ready for your senior year.
Oh, this summer, I just ran some. There was nothing special about this summer's training. 150 miles of mostly easy running. I did a few harder things in there, but it was not much compared to before my sophomore year, where I actually did 300 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem there was I got plantar fasciitis after that, so
Okay.
I dialed it back.
Sure. Well, Levi, of course, you're also involved in you've done some track, you've done some soccer. Of course, track and cross-country go together. What specifically about running makes you enjoy it so much?
I like being in shape. Mm-hmm. Running is a very good way to get in shape. Yeah, you have the endorphins after you run. I feel like I think better in school. I'm more focused when I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of health benefits. Also, the social thing when you're doing a sport that's fun because there's people.
Yeah.
And just being part of the running community, that's a good thing.
Okay. Last question with IMS is concerned when, of course, you just have a couple more months before you graduate. What do you like about IMS, and maybe what are you going to miss about it?
I like that the classes are small and there's a lot of attention that I can get from teachers. I won't have that as much in college, and I'm not sure how that's going to be. I like the kids here, but it'll likely be a similar sort of student body, student makeup if I go to a Mennonite college.
Okay, you kind of led right into it, Levi, of plans after college. You were talking about Mennonite colleges, but maybe what you want to go into. I know major isn't totally out, but what do you want to do in the next couple of years?
Okay, so I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do or what I'm going to study, but I'm interested in Goshen, Heston, EMU, and Bethel. I'll probably run if I go to one of those schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're smaller. I'm interested in the disaster management program at Heston and the sustainability program at Goshen.
Sure.
I know that I don't want to sit in an office all day when I grow up, so I want to do something like engineering or forestry or something that I can work with my hands.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Right on. Well, Levi, when you're not involved with school and running, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I wish I had more free time. Homework. That's what I do in my free time. I do have some. I like to build stuff. I built an American Ninja Warrior course at my house.
Oh, wow.
This summer. So I'm actually looking into maybe when I'm done running, trying to build some upper body strength.
Looking to get on the show?
Oh, maybe. Probably not. I just had fun building it and trying all the stuff. I can do pretty well.
Pretty cool. What's the different obstacles that you made?
I made a salmon ladder up to the specifications of the show, and I can do that. Mm-hmm. The pegboard, the unstable bridge, and a few obstacles that are not part of the show. I just made them up.
Sure. That's pretty cool. Well, Levi, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, likes to pride themselves on core values such as honesty, integrity, quality, and dependability. What are some of your core values?
Patience, perseverance, hard work, honesty. Yeah.
Sure. Well, Levi, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on the honor. Congratulations on being all academic state. And best of luck in the future.
Thanks.
That was Levi Geyer of Iowa Mennonite School joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Congratulations to Levi. Made it to state 1 week, was on the academic all-state list the next week. Busy last couple of weeks it was for Levi. Congratulations to him. Best of luck in the future. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more on the PM Sports page right after this.